I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to Run with Coach Parry. My name is Brad Brown. We've got the coach with us once again, Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, welcome.
Yeah, good to be with you, Brad, and some exciting stuff to talk about.
Man alive, what a week it's been. I'm not quite sure what day of the month it is, what week it is, but yeah, we've got tons of stuff to share. And coming up on today's podcast, this is a slightly special edition one, where we're going to be talking 450. Because that is the number that's on everybody's lips at the moment. Big announcement being made by comrades yesterday. That's Thursday as we're recording this. That there is a new qualifying criteria for the 2019 Comrades Marathon, and that is a sub 450 marathon. It's no longer 5 hours, and we'll talk some details on that, why that is, and what you need to do. But also, coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be announcing our first winner in the hashtag Biogen Journey competition that we've been running here on CoachParry.com. We're going to be doing a winner every single week. I'll tell you exactly how you can win. And today's winner gets themselves 3 months access into the brand new Coach Parry online training platform. If you haven't seen that either, I'll tell you about it a little bit later on in today's podcast. But Lindsay, let's all the housekeeping out of the way. Let's touch on comrades. Obviously, there's a massive buzz on social media, lots of people with lots to say, but I think the thing we want to talk about, because it really impacts the runners on the ground, and particularly runners like me, is the change in qualifying criteria from 5 hours down to 450. Before we get into what do we need to do and how do we change things, what's the thinking behind it? I know you were consulted heavily on it, and it's a big decision. There's no two ways about it. This thing wasn't taken lightly. And it wasn't done on a whim. There's been lots of thought and lots of consultation around this. Give me your take on it.
Yeah, so look, and it also isn't something that was just decided for this year. It's something that's been discussed for the last few years at, you know, behind the scenes. Look, one of the reasons it was, the discussion was started was because of the kind of diminishing finishing rates essentially since the introduction of that five-hour cutoff. And although many people, and we interact with quite a few of those people who do run 458, 459s, do finish the race, that is the reason why it has been kept for so long, is because Comrades does strive to be inclusionary. And if people are doing it, then let's give them the opportunity. However, The stats, and as one famous cricket commentator, Geoffrey Boycott, used to like to say, the stats don't lie. When anybody tried to point out that a batsman was perhaps better than his average would say, the stats here don't lie. And the people that are finishing between 4:50 and 5 hours in their marathons and are running comrades are the people that are putting massive pressure logistically on the medical team and the medical tent at the race. So the people in those tents tend to be from that group. They also are the people that end up stranded on the road, and it creates quite a logistical nightmare to get people from out on the road to the finishing point or to the medical tents and so on. So at the end of the day, the rule was essentially created for two reasons. It was to get the people who are in that bracket to improve themselves, to be better runners, to give them a better chance of actually crossing the finish line in a more reasonable condition, and then B, for those that really aren't making it and are really struggling, and there's a lot of them, 50% of H batch don't finish. So we're not talking about an insignificant number, but to relieve the pressure on the medical tent and to make the race safer for everybody who takes part.
Yeah, Lindsay, I mean, I'm one of the runners that this change affects. I've run a Comrades with a 4:58.10 qualifier. So I fall into that bracket. So I understand why people are upset and frustrated. But we also need to realize that things change and there's reasons for things. And you've outlined some of the reasons. And if you go back many years, it used to be a Comrades cutoff of 11 hours and it was a 4:30 qualifier. And that's changed to 12. And it's Parkinson's law, I think, that says that the work expands to the amount of time you have available. And we've all seen it with regards to if you're a student or if you're working and you've got a deadline. It's always the case is that you're always chasing deadlines. If you've got a week to do something or one day to do it, you will make sure that it fits into that time. And as much as people are upset, it's 10 minutes on a marathon. We'll make it work. I mean, that's what we're here for, is we're here now to ensure that you can run a sub 4:50 marathon. That's the goal. He's like, okay, cool. It is what it is. There's a line drawn in the sand. The line has changed. There's still enough time to get it done before Comrades 2019. Let's get to work. Let's do what it takes. And what is it going to take, Lindsay?
Yeah, so look, the first thing, of course, is that I need to go and readjust those 12-hour Comrades programs. We are going to have to push ourselves just a little bit more in training and get a little bit better than we were. I think the important thing is not to panic and do it all in one go. So, yes, I'm going to get on there and I'm going to change all the recommended paces, but the themes have to stay the same. To become a better runner, you've got to be consistent. You've got to do what you need to do week after week after month after month. And if we do it in the right place, you will tend to being a better runner. What you don't want to do is just head out tomorrow and now we start running faster, because then you're going to start stimulating the wrong energy systems. You're going to overstress the body, overstress your skeletal system, possibly break down with injury, possibly get sick. But we do set out with an intentional mindset that we are now aiming for a 4:50. And this is something that I also find quite amazing, is that when we train for Comrades, anybody, whether you're training in the silver bracket or now we're talking about the marginal 4:50s, now when you do your first 10K, it's quite an awesome achievement. And when you start thinking about doing a 21, that seems a little bit scary. But because you've done the 10, you believe that it's possible. So you've already made a big step towards being able to do a half marathon. Then you do a half marathon and it's the same thing. A marathon seems unbelievably daunting, but you go, well, I've managed to chalk off these two, so now a 42 is possible. But on that day, if I suddenly told you on the start line, but you're doing 42, or even worse, you got to a part in the race, but there was some accident that took place and the only way back meant that you're doing a marathon today. If you're doing a marathon today, you would fall apart. You'd mentally fall apart because you were mentally ready for a 21. But in 3 weeks' time, when you're mentally ready for a 42, you go and do the 42. And the time is kind of the same. You know, if you set out, and the people that I guess I feel the worst for is that when they ran Cape Town for marathon, for example, they didn't know that they had to run 4:50. They thought they had to run 5. If you told those people before the race you needed to run 4:50, some of them may not have been physically capable, but a lot of them would have been. It would have been a question of the intention when they started. And those that weren't capable, they're the ones that I'm talking about now in terms of the preparation and shifting your mindset and the type of speed you need to run and working towards those over a period of time. And so that possibly means for a lot of people that were looking to qualify at Soweto, Cops, or Werp, those type of races, it probably means for them that those will become a long training run and that perhaps the Johnson Cranes or Sasselbergs or those type of race would be the next one, because we need to give them 12 months to bridge down to that 450.
Yeah, absolutely, Lindsay. I think, yeah, it's not time to panic. That, I think, is the message I want people to realize. And things happen for reasons. And just do the work, and it'll happen. So keep an eye out on our website, on coachparry.com, for the details of those changes of the training programs. Also on comrades.com, those programs will be up there shortly as well. Lindsay, is there anything you want to add before we get into announcing our winner and how someone else can win the next one next week?
Yeah, I actually do, because it's actually been a theme of mine over the last couple of years, and that's also that although Comrades in South African terms is the biggest race on the calendar, it happens on the 9th of June, and we are in October. So we can't actually obsess too much about a race that is that far away. Break it down into little chunks. We have got from now until the 1st of March before actual Comrade season begins. For me, Comrade season is 1 March to race day. So up until that point in time, we've got loads of time to qualify, but very importantly, go and have a look at the recommended times to be able to do a 5 and a 10 and a 21K. Go and train for that and nail those times to give you the confidence to know that you're capable of doing the 450. And that way you'll also stay mentally much fresher because you're going to be chasing slightly different goals and you don't have this big bear of scary comrades sitting in the back of your head.
Yeah, absolutely. And my mom always used to say, how do you eat an elephant? And it's one bite at a time. That's what it is. So Comrades is this massive elephant and we've just got to tackle it one little piece as we go. And if you need help, I want to urge you. We've made some massive changes to what we're doing here at coachparry.com this week, basically opened up a brand new training platform. And there are there are tons of training programs in that platform right now. You can get access to our coaches. It's amazing. Like, as much as I want to wax lyrical about it, the best thing you can do is go and have a look at it, because it will definitely help your running. The website to get to is coachparry.com/join. That's where you can get all the details. And we're running a great sort of launch special until the end of October. So if you want to get in there now is the time, and it will definitely improve your running. Okay. So that's coachparry.com/join. We've got lots going on. I mentioned the hashtag Biogen Journey. You might have heard our chat with Hobbo, James Hobson, just a few weeks ago. He's training for a half Ironman in Durban in June next year, and he is on a mission. Lindsay, how much weight has he lost in the first little bit of this thing?
In the first 3 weeks, he's already lost 8 kilograms, so he's really going like a Boeing.
I mean, it's phenomenal. Hobbo is doing great things. He's listening, he's been consistent, and he's been conservative. So, I mean, he's listening to you, the program's there. So if you want to go check it out, there's a video that's just been released as well that you can go get the next sort of installment on Hobbo's journey. But we've been urging people on our various platforms, here on the podcast and on our videos, to use the hashtag Biogen Journey to let us know what you're up to, what is your journey, and what do you need help with. And we said that we're going to be giving away access to our platform to someone every single week. We'll be picking a winner, and our first winner of the hashtag Biogen Journey is Lee Becker. She's going to be getting herself 3 months worth of access to the Coach Parry online platform. And her message on social media was, I got divorced 2 years ago and was in a toxic relationship that took me to 101 kilograms, as food was my comfort to go to whenever we fought. But since the divorce, she's been walking daily, she's been lifting weights and eating right. She's dropped down, how's this, to 82 kgs, and she desperately wants to get to her goal weight of 75 kgs. How awesome is that, Lindsay? I mean, that's amazing. She says, I would really appreciate any help, as I'm a full-time working person that could use some guidance on shedding those last 7 kgs. So, Lee, congratulations. Thanks for sharing your Biogen journey with us, and we're going to do our best to help you get fitter and healthier, and see what we can do to help you lose that last little bit of weight you want. We'll be in touch, and we'll get you on the platform with those training programs. You get access to the coach as well. Yeah, fantastic. Keep sharing those Biogen journeys. Use the hashtag, and we'll pick one again next week, and it could be you. So that's pretty cool. Lindsay, thank you very much for your time today. Much appreciated.
Cool. Awesome, Brad. And keep up your training. It's going really well. I'm digging the green blocks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what the funny thing is? I said it on social media the other day. Like, I've spent, we've been doing this for 8 years now, and I spend probably more time with you than your wife does. And the penny has finally dropped that consistency is key. Like, just keep ticking off those sessions and the results come. What took me so long, coach?
I don't know. I think I made you work too hard.
I love it. We're back again next week. Have yourself a superb weekend and don't stress. Take a deep breath. Everything will be okay in the end.